If you have just joined in, a good morning to you. It's only 9 minutes to 8, and at 10 past 8 this morning, we are going to be speaking to our brother Wandile Mazibuko to share with us how the markets are doing on a Thursday, that's quarter to the weekend. Now, as promised, we are joined by Miss Daphne Mokoena. She is a national spokesperson at Eskom. Miss Mokoena, a good morning to you, and thank you for taking the time to speak to us this morning. We're talking about this subject, which may be sensitive to some, but I don't know how it would be sensitive. But anyways, we're talking about the bridging of electricity meters. A couple of questions have come from our listeners wanting to get clarity as far as those questions are concerned. And at the top of the list, one of our listeners asked that if I am aware that there's a neighbor that is bridging their meter, and I decide to report, what's in it for me?
Okay. All right. Good morning, JT, and good morning to your listeners. Maybe let's start by this, illegal connection issue, because, it is a very, it's not sensitive, as you said, or as I think, would like to put it, but it becomes a very disturbing and issue, especially with our communities or within our communities, because what happens is that when people have bridged or have illegally connected their meters, for an example, because you've got a community sharing transformers. Now, when people have illegally connected with the shared transformers, what happens is that they overload this transformer, and it becomes an issue now for everyone because of the overload, because this transformer ends up either exploding or failing, and everybody that is now connected to the transformer gets affected, whether they are buying or not. So this, because the one issue that happens is that when people have illegally connected or have bypassed their meters, is that they use electricity indiscriminately, or limitlessly, and the transformer is designed to only carry a certain capacity, and if obviously that capacity is exceeded, then we see these explosions that are happening, which, one, they are damaging the infrastructure, two, they are also unsafe for the communities around, especially these unsuspecting kids that are playing around, or unsuspecting adults that will be close by when this incident happens. So that is why we then say that people, when you know that your neighbor is actually illegally connecting or doing these illicit behaviors, please inform us so that we can take the necessary steps. But that is to assist you as well as a customer not to be affected, because one, if that transformer, as I said, that overloads is going to explode, you are also going to be affected by that transformer in terms of not having electricity for an extended period. You are also, will be a responsible citizen that will be also saving a life, because when this transformer explodes, they may affect, as I said, an unsuspecting adult or kids that may be playing around there. So there's no money or any reward that we give to people that actually inform us, but it is just becoming a responsible citizen, you know, working together with Eskom, ensuring that we save lives, ensuring that we save the transformers, and just ensuring that you yourself, as the customer as well, you are not going to be affected by this neighbor who is doing these illicit behaviors. So basically, that's the long and short. We don't reward, but it is just you as a citizen becoming that, playing that role as part of the community to ensure that the lives of your neighbors are, or your communities are saved, and that you are also not impacted by this, by the by the issue that when the transformer explodes, that you will also be affected by not having electricity for that extended period, and helping the other neighbors for that matter.
Well, I'm glad that you've dispelled that, because majority of time you would hear people saying, well, it doesn't affect me. Well, it has nothing to do with me. Or how much am I going to be paid? So thank you so much. Again, that's Daphne Mokoena. She is the national spokesperson at Eskom. Daphne, it's a pleasure. And it's been a pleasure having you with us this